Yeah, it is all over here in O'Donnell Park, Letterkenny, and it is Waterford that have inflicted a fourth successive National Football League defeat on Donegal. 2-9 to 7 points has ended here, an 8-point game in the end. But in truth, it was those two first half goals for the visitors that left Donegal chasing for the remainder of the game. The first of those goals came on just 4 minutes. Annie Fitzgerald, that left Waterford 1-1 to a point up. And then on 17 minutes, Breege McMaw, that was 2-3 to a point. Donegal did finish the half with 3 points in a row. Suzanne White, Jodie McFadden, and again, Amy Boyle Carr, right at the very end. That left it 2-3 to 4 points, a 5-point game at that there stage. In second half, then Emma Murray and Suzanne White traded scores before Kelly Ann Hogan with a brace of points on 41 minutes left it 2-6 to 5 points. Donegal moved to 7 points then with Suzanne White from a free and Amy Boyle Carr drilling for goal but just clearing the crossbar. That left 5 points in at that there stage, 2-6 to 7. But down the home stretch, Breege McMaw showed her class, 3 points in a row, taking the visitors Waterford's tally in the end to 2-9. Donegal locked back on 7. Maureen O'Donnell here beside me in the commentary position. As we said at the end of the first half, those two goals put a huge dent in any chances Donegal had here of getting something from the game, and Monaghan kept that their 6-point cushion for most part towards the very end. Couple of tagged points on there in the end then, and 8 points finished with the deficit between the two sides, and it didn't flatter the Monaghan.
Yeah, no, listen, as you say there, the cushion was the two goals. I know, 8-point victory for Waterford then, but Donegal were always going to be up against it coming out here today. You know, they were supposed to decide it's under pressure. Waterford are now sitting comfortably in the table, out of relegation, totally unsafe and comfortable. Donegal have an uphill battle now with 3 games to come away, a massive game next weekend away against Cork. So the journey alone, you know, so, you know, you're looking at, well they won down in Cork, they went to Kerry, they got beat, as you say, 4 in a row 4 defeats. It's not looking good in terms of relegation. They're home then, 2 home games to finish up the league, home against Dublin about to get them after last year, and of course Mayo were never easy to beat as well, and have always been a thorn in Donegal's side over the last number of years. So big uphill climb, but as you say, Waterford really performed well out there today. They were supposed to deserving winners, you have to say it. They worked really hard and they got their scores a lot easier, Frank, on the day, and Donegal really worked for their scores today.
Yeah, 2-9 to 7 points here. Donegal away to the Rebelettes in Cork next weekend.